This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting.
You know, if you head up to the website, I know, I got to do the house cleaning at the top of the hour because if I don't do it now, I won't do it.
All right, got to hit all the right buttons. I know. I do this almost every night. You think I'd figure this out by now. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are with us, that you're spending time with us, and really that you're paying attention. That's always appreciative as well. So head up to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can be involved in the conversation. We've got articles up there. We've got ways for you to get more information. And look, if you don't like emails, and I get it, I can't stand emails. I got more of them than I know what to do with. So, but if you can't stand the emails, then you can always get a text message that the show's going to start coming up, you know, who the guest is, that kind of thing. So just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And again, I do really very much appreciate you guys being with us. All right, after the break, we kind of switch things around a little bit. Did President Trump, did he pay taxes or didn't he? That's really the question. But frankly, do I care what he paid? No, I don't. Do you know why? Because unlike some of these other people, all right, I know how businessmen operate. All of them. I don't care whether you're a businessman that's a Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever. You are not just paying taxes to pay taxes. It's not happening. I know some of you go, yeah, sure, okay. No, it's true. Why would you not take advantage of the tax laws that both Republicans and Democrats put into place, agreed on, and decided it was the right thing to do? Why wouldn't you follow the law? People got all teed off at President Trump because he had claimed bankruptcy to pass, but he didn't claim bankruptcy. His businesses did. And all of a sudden, that was bad because a businessman took advantage of the law. There's plenty of you. Even you pointing fingers about how bad he is, even you have either claimed bankruptcy, not paid a bill, or had a deal for a lesser amount. So I'm glad you're so perfect that you're allowed to do that kind of stuff. The tax stuff I love. Because you have most of those people who are complaining about him not paying taxes probably fill out a 1040 EZ form. The one you can kind of do yourself, you pay $25 to H&R Block or whoever to do it for you. Wake up. This is nothing but, you know, really, it's not hate speech as they speak about it, but it is hate speech. They hate the man, so they're going to come after him with everything on the mankind. How did the New York Times get a hold of his tax returns? It's illegal. But you're okay. See, that's the hypocrisy behind it. You're okay with what Comey did, what Brenner did, what everybody did to get Trump, illegal or not. But when you think Trump's done something illegal, or Republican, you want them drawn and quartered. That makes you a hypocrite. That makes you a person, not a person of integrity. Now, some of you don't care whether you're a person of integrity. Some of you don't care whether your word means anything. I got that. Let me tell you what, we all got that. You look at people like Schumer and Pelosi. How in God's creation do these people who make 100, I think Pelosi makes over 200, but yeah, isn't that great for public servants? How many of them donate their pay? Trump takes $1 a year. The rest of it gets donated to different causes. And on the tax returns, I'd love to put Joe Biden, I'll tell you what, I'd like to put Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Billy Bob Clinton, I mean, how many more you want to put up there? Nancy Pelosi, multimillionaire. Dianne Feinstein, another multimillionaire. Put those tax records up, and let's look at their charitable giving. And I put all of them up combined against Donald Trump's charitable giving. But, you know, they're the righteous ones. They're willing to give your money away to the illegals that are here for health care and food and other things. You know, do you know it wouldn't cost them anything to put some of their money up? And some of them have put money up to get the rioters out of prison so they can do more rioting. Do you understand? I know I'm hot tonight. Do you understand the difference between the two? Not that Republicans are so holy, but the Democrats are outwardly putting it out there. They were outwardly telling you they're willing to support rioters, they're willing to support cop killers, they're willing to support people that are doing damage in the street and burning down buildings and going after police officers. They're willing to support illegal aliens coming in, taking your tax dollars. But they're not willing to support the hardworking American citizen. Come on, let that sink in for a minute. And you know what? I would love a Democrat, and even my locals who love to troll on me and call me out, I would love for you to have the cojones, the spine, whatever you want to call it, to call in and tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me that you don't do these kind of things. Trump has done more for the black community than the black president did, or half black, I guess. And then Billy Bob Clinton, who considers himself the first black president, he didn't know Jack, but put you guys in jail. You know, when Joe Biden, the gaffes that go on with these guys, when Joe Biden said that the Republicans wanted you to put in wanted to put you all in chains, who was really putting you in chains at the time? No, honestly, visualize the fact that more blacks were incarcerated under Billy Bob Clinton than before. The bill that Joe Biden supported and pushed put more blacks in prison than before. So they are liars. Really, they have selective recall. Joe Mancini, your host, Dan Pilla, joins us after the break. The tax expert. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. We're from Real Silent GCN Live. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Dan Pilla joins me in a second, and I just got to tell you something. I am so tired of hearing from the Facebook experts, the Facebook accountants, really, whether Trump paid taxes or not. How about we talk to an expert? Somebody who's actually been called in by the IRS and others for his expert opinion. Take a listen. All right, we're back at it again. One of my favorite guests to have on the show, and I do mean that in all sincerity, he's one of the few guys can explain taxes in a way that even I can understand it. So that's really cool. Dan Pilla joins me. Dan Pilla with Tax Help Online. Dan, thanks for being with me. Always love the time we spend together.
Hey, my pleasure.
All right. The big, to use a term from the 60s, the big hubbub
lately is President Trump paid zero taxes. Oh, my God. He followed the laws of the land and didn't cut a check, apparently. I don't even know. You know, this is so confusing because I know that, you know, this, when we have corporations, there's personal taxes, there's corporate taxes, and there's all kinds of ways that apparently he says he's paid millions in taxes. Just give us an overview how that might work out. I'm not looking for detail yet. But it's a true statement. You can own a corporation and personally pay almost nothing, but the corporation is paying all kinds of taxes, correct?
Well, yeah, that's absolutely correct. And the fact of the matter is that depending on the nature of the corporation and the manner in which it's operated, you could have corporate losses. I'm talking about as measured by income now. You could have corporate losses year after year after year. I mean, you look at Amazon's record of losses in the first 20 years of its history, Joe. I'm not sure it ever paid a dime in taxes. In income taxes, corporate income taxes,
mm-hmm.
in any of the first 20 years of its existence. All right, so but that's the income tax question. Amazon employs hundreds of thousands of people, Joe. Hundreds of thousands. I don't know what the last count on Amazon workforce is, but I believe they're bigger than GM right now. You might know a little bit more about that than I do. But you know, General Motors has got a couple hundred thousand, 280,000 employees in the United States. It's monstrous. And if you pay a dime to an employee, Joe, the employer carries an employment tax liability on that transaction. So for example, for every dollar that you pay to an employee of wage income, the employer has to pay 7.65% in Social Security and Medicare taxes on that salary, and it's capped up to approximately $130,000 for Social Security, but there's no cap on Medicare. So Social Security is, I think the Medicare tax is 1.45%, and so that makes it about 6.25% roughly for the Social Security tax, right? So the Social Security tax caps at about $130,000, but Medicare keeps going up. So if you've got an employee making $500,000 a year, that company has to continue to pay that Medicare tax on that employee, regardless of the income tax consequences. Now, the other thing is this: how is revenue being infused into a company? When you've got a private or a public company like Amazon or IBM or General Motors, you know, they are regularly raising money through stock sales, and so they get a stream of revenue that comes into the company from these investors, right? That is not considered taxable income. That's just a matter of law, Joe. If you go out and borrow money from a bank to run your business, or you tap your three best buddies to each give you $50,000 to start a new business, that $50,000 of borrowed money or contributions to the corporate capital, right? The financial war fund of the corporation, that's not taxable income. Now that's not some tricky accounting move, all right? That's not some gray area. That's just black and white, simple tax law. That's been the case since 1913, when the federal income tax, or actually 1909, when the Corporation Excise Tax Act came into being. The Corporation Excise Tax in this country occurred before the federal income tax did, and so this has been the law for what, 110 years, Joe? It's been the law that companies do not pay taxes on capital investments that are infused into the company for the purposes of operating. Instead, they pay taxes on their profits. So when GM sells 100,000 cars, and they make X dollars per car, net, 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 after all the bills are paid, then they pay a corporation tax on that. But it is not at all unusual, in fact, very common, for corporations to have no income tax liability, Joe, even though they have massive employment tax liabilities because of the people they employ. And this is particularly true in corporations that take their profits and plow them back into growth in the form of hiring more workers, buying more tools and equipment, building more buildings. All of these things create tax, 100% no gray area tax deductions for businesses that allow the business to continue to grow without the government's sucking the lifeblood out of the business and prevent it from growing.
And these are tax people don't realize these are tax rules that are put in place by the government. Both parties, both sides, have agreed to these and/or put them in place.
That's exactly right. I mean, the thing is this. These depreciation and deduction rules, these deductions for capital costs. So in other words, your business goes out and buys a building, right? Spends $500,000 to buy a building. And then it spends, let's say, another $500,000 to stock that building with tools and equipment and improvements and furniture and phone systems and all the things it needs to operate, right?
Right.
So you get a tax deduction for that. All right, now depending on the nature of the property, it could be an actual deduction on the tax return, or it could be considered depreciation, which means that you've got to spread the deduction over a number of years. In the case of real estate, for example, your $500,000 building, you've got to spread the cost of that out over time. You don't get a deduction all in one year. But in the case of tools and equipment, furniture, chairs, phone systems, those kinds of things, there's an election that can be made to take part of it all in one year or spread it out over additional years. It's the process by which the law allows companies to recover the cost of their investment, Joe, so that it encourages continued further investment. All right, that's what it's all about.
Okay, you have to pause on your investing for a second because we believe in capitalism. Got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a second.
Yep,
Joe Messina, your host. Okay. Don't go far. You're getting real information. What I tell you guys, my eyes haven't glazed over. So pay attention and take notes.
An American flag that was made everywhere else but America. Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I don't know who the Proud Boys are. I mean, you'll have to give me a definition because I really don't know who they are.
President Trump's comments regarding the extremist group, the Proud Boys. President Trump continues.
I can only say they have to stand down, let law enforcement do their work. Law enforcement will do the work more and more.
Former FBI Director James Comey has wrapped up his testimony before a Republican-led Senate committee on Wednesday. Comey again on Capitol Hill to discuss the Russia investigation. As far as how things went, Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells Fox News.
Well, unfortunately, it's very disappointing for a guy who was the FBI director. He claims not to know very much about what the FBI was doing at an unprecedented time when they literally were involved in the election, run up to the 2016 election. You remember what he did to Hillary Clinton.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really. Pay attention. I'm so tired of hearing what Trump paid, what he didn't pay, for people who don't even pay their own taxes. So let's go, truly go to the expert. We're back at it, one of my favorite people to have on, and I said at the beginning of the segment, the earlier segment, that, you know, I sometimes hear these people talk, and I'm done. I have to go in the other room because I don't get it, and I don't understand it, and they go way too fast. But Dan Pilla, you know, with the founder and president and CEO and head honcho at TaxHelpOnline.com. At TaxHelpOnline.com, TaxHelpOnline.com. Check him out. He's got several books that you can pick up that can help you get through your tax audit. And you know what? Why wait for the audit? Why, and this is me talking, not him, why wait till the crap hits the fan? Why don't you get the information ahead of time so you don't make the mistakes? You know, I've had him on the show for a couple of years now, and I got to tell you something. What I've learned from him, I've had to stop doing on my own business taxes because it was the wrong thing to do. Didn't do it on purpose. Did it out of ignorance. So don't be ignorant. Because ignorance costs a lot of money. Anyway, Dan, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure, Joe.
All right, so, you know, again, we were talking about the big hubbub is that Donald Trump, paid no taxes. And I'm going, okay, with the corporations he has and the things he has going on, I doubted zero, number one. Number two is I am sure that those corporations have paid millions in taxes in some way, shape, manner, or form, but the press is never going to let you know that. And I don't know what expert they have poring over those papers over at the New York Times, which itself hasn't paid taxes in 11 years. Isn't that really funny there? Pointing the fingers at everybody else and going, oh, but don't look at our tax records. So.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I mean, you raise a good point. Who is the reporter? Who is the team that's poring over these quote unquote documents they say they have? They say they got tax returns for Trump back 15 years, Joe. And they say that Trump paid no taxes in 10 of those 15 years. Well, first of all, where did you get the tax returns? They say in their article that they got the tax returns through legal sources, but this seems bizarre to me because there are two lawsuits going on right now that still have not been resolved. The Democrat chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, a guy named Richard Neal, sued the president at least a year. It's been probably a couple of years ago to force the disclosure of his tax returns, which Trump was not willing to do personally. Okay, fine. So Neal sues him. Now, this is the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. That lawsuit has not been resolved. Neal's not been able to get the stuff. All right, the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, which is the top tax writing committee in the United States Congress. Of course, you got the Senate Finance Committee on the other side over there, and that's run by Republicans. The Democrats control the House Ways and Means Committee, as they control the entire House, as you well know. They haven't been able to get the documents. There's a New York State prosecutor, Cyrus Vance, who sued the president a couple of years ago, and he was trying to get. Now, why a New York State prosecutor would have any interest in President Trump's tax returns, I don't know. But nevertheless, he sued the president and hasn't been able to get the stuff. All right, so you tell me, Joe, what legal source the New York Times was able to use to get the president's tax returns when the House Ways and Means Committee can't get them and New York State prosecutors can't get them. There's something just weird about this.
Well, they're in New York. Come on. They're in New York, so they got them like the pseudo kind of sort of semi-legal way that you might. So it's like you would in Boston,
hey,
you know?
Hey, they know a guy.
Yeah, Frankie.
They know a guy. He can get you anything you want. It's only going to cost you 3
yeah,
points.
Frankie, meet me in the Target alley with those papers at 5, okay? Yeah, no, it's the only way they can get them. You and I both know that because they're not, again, to your point, if Congress and the Senate can't get their hands on them, how the heck does the New York Times get their hands on them? So,
well, and let's give the New York Times just a little bit of credit here for some digging. Maybe they did some digging, all right? Maybe they know a guy. Well, if they know a guy, how can it be a legal source of information, for one thing? And for another thing, if it's coming all through, if it's coming all under the table like this, I mean, how do you know what's complete and what's not complete,
yeah,
what's accurate, what isn't accurate? There's just simply no way to evaluate the merits of this stuff, Joe. And I'm not even saying it's all just total poppycock false. All right, let's just set that aside for a second. All right, there's no way to evaluate it, Joe, unless you see the actual tax returns that Trump filed. There's no way to know what's in the returns. And here's the other thing that people don't understand. All right, you can't necessarily tell from the face of a tax return what made up the, because the tax return contains, and depending on what return we're talking about, whether it's a corporate return or a personal return, the entries on a tax return are usually aggregate numbers. All right, so that means in order to break down the aggregate numbers, you got to go through the original source backup documents, right? The accounting documents that are never a part of a tax return. You got to go through all of that stuff to figure out where the aggregate numbers came from.
Well,
now, are the New York Times telling us that they got all of Trump's personal and business accounting records for the last 15 years? That's bizarre to me.
Well, and it is, you know, being in business for oneself and having to go through some things, you know, you learn about how the dollars flow, if you would, how the expenses flow. And to your point earlier, here they get all these. Say they really did get their hands on. Say some loan bank or loan company that's got out of business, all of a sudden these things popped up out of a file cabinet somewhere, all right? Let's just go down that road. Who examined them? Who examined all the paperwork to see how it flowed, see if they were real or not real? And somebody with a corporation his size, how does it work in the audit world? I mean, is the IRS like permanently planted in one of his offices, or what is the normality in that situation?
Yeah, the IRS has a number of different audit functions, Joe. Let's not say audit functions, but audit teams. Let's put it that way. They've got different audit teams, and one of those audit teams is called the Large and Mid-Sized Business Audit Team, all right, the examination function, large and mid-sized businesses. So you got a business like General Motors, for example. That company is under continuous nonstop audit. The IRS will have an examiner in General Motors' office in Detroit, and that IRS guy will go to work every day at the General Motors office where he's got a desk.
Wow.
And ongoing constant access to GM information. Now, that's a good news, bad news thing for a company like GM. The bad news, of course, is you got the doggone government sitting there watching everything you do day after day after day. All right, that's the bad news. The good news is that the GM accounting team then has the opportunity to sit down with this staff of IRS people and say, look, here's what we're doing here. We want to make sure that this gets signed off on before we're 3 years down the road. You guys decide it's wrong. All right, so that's the good news, bad news scenario. So when you've got this kind of business, then you've got a pretty consistent IRS presence. Now, this is the other thing that the New York Times made a big deal out of. Well, Trump's been under audit for 10 years. My God, there must be something wrong. Who on earth gets audited for 10 years? Well, large and mid-sized businesses get audited year after year after year after year, nonstop. It never ends.
I cannot imagine walking into my office every day, being an accounting person, and seeing the IRS guy first thing in the morning, you know? Can you imagine?
Well, and it's funny because they can't fill their coffee cup from the company coffee machine. You know, they can't go down to the company vending machine and get their Twinkie out of it. You know, they can't
come on, really?
Interaction. Oh yeah, because they gotta avoid the appearance of impropriety, you know, Joe, and God forbid that the company provide a Twinkie to the IRS auditor. He might be bribed for the cost of a Twinkie. You never know.
I will, and somebody's having a birthday party, you can't have any cake.
That's not for the birthday party, no way.
Yeah, see, I couldn't be an IRS guy.
And I'm guessing the accounting professionals are not going over to his house for dinner Friday night after work. They're not going out for drinks after work.
Yeah, I was going to say that one. There you go. I mean, that's just, I don't care who you are. That is just so bizarre on so many levels.
Now, Joe, who in the public knows that?
Nobody. Hold on one second.
Nobody knows that.
We got to go for a quick break, but people need to know this stuff. Yeah, hold on.
So when I read the New York Times article,
hold on. We got to go for a break. Yeah. You know, I got to pay for this place. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Dan Pilla joins us. Don't go far. You know what? When he gets to be like him on, it's so hard to get them to stop, because he's got so much information. So when we come back, we're going to hit on more of this stuff. Because seriously, when you don't really understand how it works, it's easy for you to sit back, even for you hardcore Trumpers, it's easy for you to sit back and go, oh, God, you know, I hope this really didn't happen. I hope he really did pay his taxes. But here's the deal. He did pay his taxes. He didn't pay what they wanted him to pay, but he paid his taxes. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. Yeah, listen to the Real Side. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right to it, because I want to know how they screwed this up so bad in their reporting on Trump's taxes. We're back at it again. Yeah, truly one of my favorite guests to have on, because, you know, he lays this stuff out in such a fashion where you're not so afraid of it. When you start understanding what's going on at the IRS, going on with your taxes, it takes the fear out of it, because most of us are afraid of these kind of things because of ignorance, really, because you just don't know what's going to happen and what they're going to nail you on. So if you head over, you know, to TaxHelpOnline.com, TaxHelpOnline, Dan's got several books there that can help you avoid an audit, know what to do, know what they're looking for, know what you should be doing to keep your business clean and your personal numbers clean as well. And I know I just swore you have to read those books. They don't read themselves to you. Get some information. And, you know, it'll keep you out of trouble. I am telling you. So, Dan, always a pleasure to have you on. I really do appreciate your time with me. But we were just, again, people not understanding, you know, saying the tax and Trump's been under audit for 10 years. I'm sure there's hundreds of companies that have been under audit for decades.
Oh yeah, no question about it. And I was just about to say before the break, when I read that, you know, he's been under audit for 10 years, I thought to myself, is that all? Only 10 years? I mean, I thought he was this big hot shot real estate developer for the last 30 or 40 years. Why wouldn't he be under continuous audit for 30 years? Yeah. I mean, he's had his ups and downs in businesses. There's no question about that. You know, I'm sure his real estate took a pounding during the recession of 2010, yep, 20, did. You know, 2008 through 2012, right at the end of the Obama administration, in that period of time there. There's no question that his holdings took a beating. I'm sure that's true. And so, you know, why wouldn't he have been? My question would be, what's going on if he's not being audited?
Yeah, yeah. You know what? It's funny. As you're talking about this stuff, I'm thinking about all the things they hit him on. You know, bankruptcies. He's had a couple of bankruptcies that he's worked through, and corporate bankruptcies, obviously. And I tell people all the time, this is why ignorance kills people. There are two types of bankruptcies, technically, right? There's one where it's a total wipeout of debt, and then there's another one where you actually pay them out. You're basically asking for more time to pay out the debt, especially the unsecured debt. So you have to really pay attention to find out what he's doing and what have you. And to your point, when they had a major downturn in real estate, it was a matter of just extending things out. Nobody got screwed, so to speak.
Yeah, right? That's true, Joe. What you're talking about at a corporate level, and in fact, there's two types of bankruptcies in which creditors get paid over time. One is for individuals. It's called Chapter 13. And that basically allows you to get additional time with your creditors to pay out the liabilities. And there's some potential forgiveness in there as well. But for the most part, creditors get paid. In a corporation, it's called a Chapter 11, and it's the same concept. You negotiate with creditors and get additional time to pay and pay out over time. Certain creditors, you know, have to get paid interest on their claims and so on. Depends on a number of factors. There can be some forgiveness in a Chapter 11, but generally speaking, as a practical matter, creditors get paid in Chapter 11. That's what it's all about, is keeping the wolves away from the door, giving the corporation an opportunity to get back on its feet, get restructured, yep, get the cash flow rolling again, get the profit up where it's supposed to be, and then creditors generally get paid.
Now, under a Chapter 11 and or a Chapter 13 in short order, does that keep the IRS off your back for a little bit too as well if you're behind in taxes?
Yeah, absolutely, because those taxes would be considered. Now, when we're talking about a Chapter 11 and business taxes, then typically we're talking about employment taxes, right? The money that's owed to the IRS on account of these workers that the company has. Those are considered priority liabilities. They have to be paid in full over the period of the plan.
Right. Okay. So people know there's so many. Look, Trump is, it's really funny about this. Trump is a master of using these tools, whether it's bankruptcy, tax laws, or what have you. Yet, you know, Elon Musk, who I appreciate the innovations that he's come up with, it's an irritant to me that people don't realize that a bulk of where he gets his money for this stuff are grants from the government. And he has a whole team sitting in a room on a floor somewhere, and all they do with their, you know, to your point, with their Pop-Tarts, birthday cake, and coffee, is they are scouring the government to see what grants are available for the projects he's working on. And, you know,
yeah, that's a good point, Joe. And so... When you're doing nothing but spending your day figuring out how to target people, I guess you're going to find a way to target people.
That's right. So we have full-time, I mean, he's got audits going on full-time over there, which is not unusual for a company his size, so nothing negative happening there. Somebody said, you know, he's writing off his losses, you know, back in the real estate days. I guess he's writing off losses, you know, over 10 years or so, and I'm going, okay, that's legal. I don't see the problem with that. And then you have equipment that depreciates over so many years. I mean, these are all legal things. He's got the people in place.
Let's put this in the context of Jane and Joe American. All right,
please.
Let's have a show of hands for our listeners right now.
Right.
Show of hands. How many people write off their mortgage interest off their tax returns? How many people write off their real estate taxes off their tax returns? How many people claim a deduction for their charitable contributions? Raise your hand. How many people claim an adjustment to income for their IRA contribution? Self-employed people out there make an IRA contribution. Do you claim an adjustment on your tax return? What you're doing is using perfectly legal, 100% proper, strategies that are in the Internal Revenue Code to reduce your legal tax liability. It's not tax fraud. It's not evasion. It's not subterfuge. You're not taking advantage of loopholes and strategies that only rich people know about. It's a 100% legitimate strategy. And you have no qualms as an individual about writing off your mortgage interest, your charitable contributions, your real estate taxes, making adjustments on your return for child care expenses, and so on and so forth. You do that without batting an eyelash. And when a company does exactly the same thing with a business tax return, somehow that's tax cheating.
Love it. Well, it's what you and I have talked about. I talk about it on the show every night. You know, and the joke is, you know, if they didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any. And then I'm tired of that one. But the bottom line with it is, no. The Democrats in Congress, they're using, you think Nancy Pelosi's not using some of these rules? You know, you think Barbara Feinstein's not using some of these rules?
And here's the real question. Well, why do we need to delve in to the financial history of a man who's been in private business for 40 years, 50 years, however long it's been, managed to build himself up a fortune by engaging in buying and selling in the marketplace freely and peacefully. All right, as far as I know, he's not stealing anybody's money at the point of a gun or in any other way. All right, but we got to scrutinize him. But Nancy Pelosi, who's never worked a day in her life, who's been a government employee basically all of her adult life, working for wages as a government employee, making, what, $260,000 a year only recently as Speaker of the House.
Right.
As a garden variety member of Congress, you know, that salary's probably $140,000, $150,000.
Yep.
All right, and so she does that for 20 years. You know, she got to pay taxes on that. Okay, fine. How does she amass tens of millions of dollars of wealth, Joe? Tell me that.
Oh, hey, nobody scrutinizes these people. And I always say that whether you like the man or not, I think his net worth has gone down tremendously, Trump. Yeah. You know, he didn't need this job, as we always say, and it's a true statement. He could have been sitting by the pool with a margarita and his wife. You know, and when he leaves, he's not looking for some contract with some big corporation, right? I mean, seriously.
Yep. Yeah. He's not going to go to work for some law firm in Washington as a lobbyist.
Ooh.
You know, making $2.5 million a year or three or four. He's not going to be paid $600,000 a speech for a 20-minute speech at the Rotary Club or wherever Hillary Clinton runs around making all these speeches. You know, when Bill Clinton left office in 2000, he was flat broke. He had at least $1 million worth of judgments against him in connection with the sexual scandals that were going on. He was disbarred, right? He lost his law license in Arkansas. They pulled his ticket, and so now the guy is broke, in debt to the tune of $1 million. And has no capacity to earn a living through his law degree, and yet 20 years later, what's he worth? You tell me how that happened.
I'm gonna run for Congress. I need the money. You know what I'm saying? Anyway,
man, it's just unbelievable.
Tell people how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, sure. Well, my quick comment is you made a statement earlier that, you know, Trump knows the tax laws. I would bet you anything that Trump doesn't know anything about the tax laws.
His people.
He's got smart accountants. Okay, fine. Well, you know, let's go into the marketplace, Joe. As a small businessman, I want to go out and find the stupidest accountant I possibly can to take care of my books and records, and I'm sure I won't get in any trouble.
I know. It's amazing to me that people, when it comes to him and even other Republicans, that they're not cut any slack. And then to your point, I think I did a story 2 weeks ago, the top 20 richest people in Congress are Democrats, and they don't have anything. You know, it's not like they came up with some whiz-bang device that they made all their money on. So, all right, how do people find you?
TaxHelpOnline.com. That's all one word, no spaces of any kind. TaxHelpOnline.com. Your listeners want to check out my new book, Dan Pilla's Small Business Tax Guide.
And he means check it out for real. Look, don't make the same mistakes everybody else makes. Look, coming up next, the great Santilli joins me, and YouTube strikes him again like it did the rest of us conservatives. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.